Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to review some numbers, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper with a pencil. Use a pencil. And I am writing my name. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. All right, look up at the top of your page. You should see some cubes, some snap cubes, linking cubes, whatever you want to call them. And we are going to color 13 of them. So what I would like you to do is find a red crayon, and I want you to start coloring the cubes. Stay in order. Start on the top row. Color one, then color the next one. Kind of stay organized, but use your red crayon. And we're going to color 13 of them. So I just colored the first cube. So now I'm going to move on to my next cube. While we're coloring, let's count to 13 just for practice. I know you already know how to do it. I know. But we're going to practice. So, ready? We'll just use our regular voices to begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13. Comes after 12. 12, 13. Okay, just so you know where I am, I just finished coloring the first row of cubes. I'm going to count that first row of cubes and see how many there are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I need to keep going. 8. Remember, we're going to color 13 of them. So I'm on cube number 8. 9, you should be coloring them red, 10. Okay, so now I'm at 10. I had 7 on the first row, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do you know how many more I need for 13? 10 and what will get me to 13? Do you know? Well, what comes after 10? 11, now I'm coloring number 11. 12, and then what? 13. 10 and 3 make 13. I'm going to stop here because I think I just colored 13. I'm going to double check and count my cubes. You should count yours too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 red cubes. 10 11, 12, 13. I'll say 10. You say 11, 12, 13. 10. 10. Good. All right. Take 5 more seconds to finish up those red cubes. You're only coloring 13. If you colored too many, it's okay. Just cross it off. Take 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your red crayon. Okay, scoot over. There are some numbers, big numbers. There's 3 of them. Do you know which one says 13? Is it the 1 and the 6, the 1 and the 3, or the 1 and the 8? Which one says 13? Yes, the 1 and the 3. Let's color 13 orange. Find your orange crayon, color the 1, and color the 3. 13. We just colored 13 cubes, and now we're coloring the number 13 orange. Okay, put down your orange crayon in 2 and 1. Now, which of those numbers says 16? The 1 and the 6 or the 1 and the 8? 16. Yes, the 1 and the 6. You can hear me say 16. Let's color 16 purple. Find a purple crayon, color the 1 purple, and color the 6 purple. That's 16. We know this because we are reviewing. Okay, put down your purple crayon in 3, 2, 1. So what's left? What number do we have left to color? Yes, 18. Let's color it green. The 1 should be green and the 8 should be green. 18. We colored 13 red cubes. Then we colored the number 13 orange. Then we practiced 16, which was 1, 6. And now we're reviewing 18, 1, 8. Put down your green crayon in 2, 1. Okay, friends, look at the ladybugs. Look how cute they are. Ladybugs can be all kinds of colors. Find your orange crayon. We're going to use orange. Now we're going to do things a little bit differently this time. Don't start coloring the ladybugs. Hold it, hold it. Listen. I want you to put a dot on each ladybug, and we're going to count and put a dot for each ladybug until we get to 16. So just a dot. Ready? Orange crayon. Ready? Put a dot on the first ladybug. 1. Scoot over. 2. We're not coloring. We're just writing dots. 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. We're stopping at 16. So you should have an orange dot on the ladybugs on the first row, ladybugs on the second row, and then 2 ladybugs on the last row. Got it? You should have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 leftover bugs. 5 leftover bugs. All right, now we know which bugs we're going to color, the ones with dots. So color each ladybug orange. And now, if you want to go back later and color those polka dots a different color, you can. Just don't take the time to do it right now because we don't have a lot of time. All right, we're coloring 16 ladybugs. Let's practice counting to 16, but let's do our baby voice. Let's count to 16 in our baby voices. Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 orange ladybugs. Ladybugs can be all kinds of colors. We're coloring 16 orange ladybugs. And I am on my last ladybug. There's my last one. I should have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ladybugs left over. I'll give you 5 more seconds to color those ladybugs. 16 ladybugs. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your orange crayon. Let's practice counting to 16 again, but let's start at 10. So I'll say 10, then what? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 10 and 6 make 16. All right, scoot over. Do you see all those numbers? There's a ton of numbers. All right, here we go. Find your blue crayon. Any kind of blue will work. I want you to draw a circle around the number 16 every time you see it. A blue circle around the number 16 every time you see it. 16 is a 1, 6. Blue circles around the number 16. Keep looking for it. 16, 1, 6. You should have 6 circles when you're finished. six blue circles because there are six number 16s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. How'd you do? Did you find all six of them? Six number 16s. Okay. Let's do this. Find your green crayon. Any kind of green will work. And we're going to draw circles around number 13. Use your green crayon and look for the number 13 to draw a circle around. Remember, 13 has a 1 and a 3. 13 has a 1 and a 3. You should have 6 green circles for the number 13 also. There are 6 number 13s, so count your green circles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have all 6. All right, I found them all. Okay, last part for this section. Ready? Find your yellow crayon and let's circle the number 18 with our yellow crayon. 18 has a 1, 8. There are only 5 of them that have 18. 5 number 18. So we'll have 5 yellow circles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did you find all 5? Yes. Okay. Scoot down. Do you see 4 squares in a row? 4 big squares in a row? Well, we're going to have these be dice. So we're going to use our black crayon. If you don't have a black crayon, go ahead and just use your pencil. On the first dice, I want you to draw 4 black dots. On the first dice, draw 4 black dots. Got it? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, scoot over. I want you to draw 4 dots on this dice. 1, 2, 3, 4. So we have 2 dice, and they each have 4 dots. All right? Scoot over, draw 4 dots again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so now we have 3 dice with 4 dots. Hold it. On the last dice, I want you to draw 6 dots. Draw 6 dots on the last dice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, when you're finished with that, put down your crayon or your pencil. Now, let's count the dots that we drew on all the dice. Start at the first dice and let's count and see how many we drew. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 18. We drew 18 dots on our dice. Nice. Okay, scoot over. There are 2 10 frames. The first 10 frame is full. It has all the boxes filled with a counter. So how many counters are in the first 10 frame? 10. If it's full and it's a 10 frame, then 10 are in the 10 frame. Take your blue crayon. We're going to color the counters in the 10 frame. So everybody grab their blue crayon. We're going to color and count at the same time. Get your blue crayon ready. Touch the first circle and color it. 1. Scoot over. Color it. 2. Scoot over. 3. Keep going. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. Now go to the next 10 frame. There are no counters in there. We're going to draw our own. I want you to draw 3. 1 with your blue crayon. Scoot over. 2. And scoot over. 3. So you should have 3 counters in the second 10 frame. So we have 10 and 3. What number is 10 and 3? Let's count it. 10. 11, 12, 13. Nice. Okay, scoot down to the dominoes. See the dominoes? Let's count the dots on the dominoes and write how many. Ready, begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. How do we write 16? 1, 6, 16. Scoot over. Let's count the crayons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. How do we write 13? 1, 3. Okay, now there's a row of numbers. It starts at 12, and then there's missing numbers. We're going to fill in the missing numbers. Let's trace 12. Trace the 1 and the 2. 12. What comes next? 13. Write a 1 and a 3. Then trace the number 14. What comes after 14? 15. Write a 1 and a 5. What's next? 16. Trace the number 17. And what's last? What comes after 17? 18. 1, 8. Okay, whoa, look at the bottom part. We have a 16 in the middle. Let's trace the 16. 1, 6. What comes before 16? You can look up above if you need to because we have it. What did we put in front of the 16? 15. So put a 15 in front of the 16. So it should say 15, 16, then what? 17. Scoot over. Look, we have the 13 in the middle. Trace the 13. What would come before it? Look up at the top above it if you need to. We have it. What came before the 13? 12. Write the number 12. 1, 2. So now we have 12, 13, then what? 14. 1, 4 for 14. You did it. You are awesome. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.